Hi, Ralph. Hi, moon child. Good morning. Hi, Toddles. Hi, Shannon.
Shannon.
He's out of control, you guys. Hi, PP49.
I was just trying to sound like you, Dina, though.
I know. You're very flattering. Hi, Frida. Hi, Alex. Nice to see you.
Eric, how you doing, man? Eric's busy.
Who?
Eric.
Eric? Yeah, he's probably he's muted, so he's doing something.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Gina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America.
There's our Eric right there.
Nether reaching areas of the world.
Nether. I don't know. Doesn't sound good.
I'm going to say hi to everybody coming into the live show. Appreciate you coming into the live show.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. And to everybody downloading the show.
Get up and get going. Do some squats. Outside normal. Welcome. Sorry, old man. Did I interrupt you?
Uh-uh.
Okay, good.
That's what we do. If we're not overtalking everybody, we're not having fun.
I know. I just want to make sure. I want to make sure I didn't step on your toes. Wink, wink.
No. No toe stepping.
Welcome, JXHNCYMS. Woo!
Woo! Man, it is Monday. Made it through the weekend. I was busy this weekend.
You were busy on Sunday.
On what?
Sunday.
I was.
When you were at the last minute doing something. That's when you were busy.
I was busy Saturday watching football.
Well, you make it sound like I was, man. Whew, I was busy Saturday. Like, okay, what did you do, old man? Well, I was sitting in my big comfy chair watching football. Oh man! Yeah. See, that's that's not my busy.
Busy
was when Sunday when you were like you turned off all your notifications because you had to get some music done.
Yeah,
you're a last minute prepper.
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I'd like to announce to everybody that this Friday. At 3 o'clock p.m., 3 in the afternoon, Pacific time, 6 p.m. on Eastern time on the East Coast, the Old Man's Blues Show on WESN, Epic Strategies Network, is going. Mm-hmm. We're doing it. If you haven't downloaded that app for your phone yet, you need to download that app for the WESN Epic Strategies Network.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always listen to it through their webpage. You can go to their webpage and listen to it too. That is 6 o'clock Eastern time for all you people on the East Coast. It's a blues show. Blues. Nothing but blues, baby. Nothing but the blues. And this...
Hi, Kingzilla.
This
Welcome.
First show, we are going to be playing the... B.B. King, Eric Clapton's album, Riding with the King. That is a great album. Man, it is good. Mm-hmm. It was done on 2000. It was released in 2000, and it won a Grammy in the 2000 Grammys for Best Original Blues Album. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That's a good album.
Nice.
Good album. So don't forget to join. Come on in.
Yeah, just download that app, W/ESN, Epic Strategy Network.
Yeah, baby.
Listen to that. And plus, he has all kinds of different music. And he has our show on there, too, that he plays on. Well, it's coming on at 12:05 today.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you can catch the rebound of this show at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Dina Joe's time. Catch the rebound of this show, a replay on WSN Epic Strategies Network, too.
Oh, yeah. He's got John Gale on there, too.
John Gale's on there. Yeah. He's getting a big.
Oh, that's good. Good for you, Ralph.
Getting a large.
Hi, Slightly. Hope you're feeling better.
Anyway, good times. Good times, James. Uh-huh. Good to see you. Oh, yeah. Oh, and then if you catch it just right, you can hear me and Dina Joe doing promos for the WESN.
Oh, really?
We're sounding all official. Hi, this is the old man and Dina Joe. Well,
oh, God, you sound like the Cowardly Lion.
Good times. Man, I tell you what, is Aaron? Aaron's there. Yeah. Ah, you know, man, what a weekend.
There were some games going on yesterday.
Holy moly. Man.
Woo. I heard some screaming going on in the house. I was like, whoa, what's happening?
Yeah. All you needed to see was the last 5 minutes of any game. And that's all you needed to know right there. It was down to the wire on all four playoff games. And I mean, you know, hey, with that, you know, we might as well just, hey, let's just get into it, man. Let's get into it.
Who let the dogs out? Hey,
the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric presents the A-Dog Sports Report starting right now.
Morning, everybody.
Eric.
Morning, Aaron.
Man, wasn't it a lot of fun this weekend or what?
To be honest with you, those playoff games were the most insane playoff games I've ever watched in my life.
Same here, brother.
My gosh.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I mean, the first three games were settled in the last few seconds with a field goal.
Yeah.
The winners all won by 3 points. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the top seeds in the NFC went down, too.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And in the AFC, the first teams that played, wasn't the top – that first game, the top seed went one of the – not one.
Yeah, to Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah.
But and then the Chiefs-Bills game last night, holy smokes.
I thought the Chiefs were going down. I thought they were going down. Man.
That's probably going to go down as one of the greatest playoff games in NFL history, I'm thinking, in the next like 10 years or something.
Yeah. It did bring out that their overtime, how they do their overtime is wrong. It's just wrong. It shouldn't be like once the Chiefs scored that touchdown, they needed to give the ball. To the other team and let them – they needed to give it to the Bills and let the Bills at least have a shot of scoring a touchdown.
Right.
But in the rules,
it says if you score a touchdown in your first possession, then the game is technically over.
Yeah, I know. But, that's not given the – that's who – so the – other words, the – yeah, I see. Yeah, because the defense should have stopped the Chiefs, and then they would have got the ball, and then they would have had their shot to score a touchdown. But I don't know. But it was some exciting football.
I feel so bad for Josh Allen because – he was 13 seconds away from taking his team to the AFC Championship game. 13 seconds. But then Patrick Mahomes did his thing, and he somehow managed to send the game into overtime. But it was like, oh, man.
Well, see, Holmes did what I was expecting Tom Brady to do. You know, I was really expecting Tom Brady to do that.
In that game, I was getting nervous when – Tampa Bay tied the game, and then when LA won at the end, I had a huge sigh of relief.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Just a huge sigh of relief.
Hi, Lou Rock.
Well, I kind of like it that we get a new group of teams going to go into the, you know, into the championship rounds now.
Yeah, and it's crazy to just think that three of the four playoff games, the underdog came out on top.
I know, that's insane.
I know.
It's just totally insane. But what exciting football. What exciting football.
I know.
And then yesterday, the Seattle Kraken, my team, in NHL, was playing the Florida Panthers, the number one team in the National Hockey League.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kraken beat them. They spanked them 5-3. They beat the top team in the NFL. Yeah. Well, that was an exciting game, too. The place was absolutely wild. It was crazy. So, man, it was a good day. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I checked the standings for my Avalanche. They're actually in first place in the Central Division, but they're not that far behind both Florida and Tampa Bay for the best record. They're like 2 points behind them.
I know. I saw that,
It's very close, yeah. Oh, so man, it's like it's Florida, Tampa Bay, and then the Avalanche for best record.
So, and you know, the one thing that Kraken game proved to me, because the Kraken game, the Krakens are like, what, fourth from the bottom of the NHL? There's three
Something teams like that.
Yeah. And that just showed me that at any given day, at any given game, the low team can win. I mean,
the underdog.
The underdog can win in the NHL.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen a lot of like teams who were underdogs like come out on top in the recent years, like the Milwaukee Bucks. They were down 2-0 in the finals against Phoenix, and they won four straight to win the first championship in 50 years. And then the Braves somehow knock off – first they knock off the defending champs, the Dodgers in the NLCS, and then knock off the Astros in the World Series.
Uh-huh.
And then Georgia, everybody was thinking Alabama was going to beat them, but that didn't happen.
Right.
And now it's like three in the four divisional round games, the underdog beat the better team.
You know, and I like that. I like that because you get tired of seeing the same teams winning all the time. You know?
Yeah.
You do. But I was yelling at the TV during the Tampa Bay game, because I'm watching the game and I'm going, oh my gosh, it looks like they're going to lose. Tampa Bay's going to lose. And then all of a sudden, bing, bang, boom, you know, Brady gets out there and ties the game. And I'm yelling at the TV. I'm going, no, not again. He always does this, you know. He always seems to win in the last few seconds. But the other team hit that field goal, and I was so glad.
Oh, it was shocking.
I know.
It was great. It's awesome.
It was shocking. If you notice the look on Brady's face, though, after the game, if you watch him, he looked like this. You know.
I saw during the game that Brady suffered a bloody – like his lower lip was a little bloody or something after he took a hit.
Oh.
Somebody tried to take his head off.
They were mad at him.
Yeah. But, man, it was exciting. So now we have another game. We'd have two more games left, right?
Yep, until the Super Bowl, and it'll be both this Sunday, the AFC title game and then the NFC championship game.
Okay, now remind us again who's in those games, Aaron.
In the AFC Championship game, it's going to be the number 4 seed Cincinnati Bengals against the number 2 seed Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh.
And then in the NFC Championship game, it's going to be an NFC West divisional rivalry between the 49ers and Rams.
I like the Rams. I've got to be pulling for the Rams there.
Me too.
I just like the Rams.
I hope they win that game, because they're going to be hosting that NFC title game at home because they're the higher seed.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So, and that stadium is like one of my favorite stadiums in the National Football League because of how, just how amazing it looks.
Mm-hmm.
Just from watching a football telecast in there and everything, it's just incredible.
BP 49 is thinking it's going to be Kansas City and LA in the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm thinking too. For a while, I've been thinking it's going to be the Chiefs and Rams in the Super Bowl. Or I was just thinking about this, like there's a possibility that the Bengals and the 49ers could be in the Super Bowl, because I heard that those two played against each other a long time ago in a Super Bowl in the Pontiac Stadium or something in Michigan.
Really?
Hi, Zach. Welcome.
And then the other possibility is the Chiefs and 49ers, a rematch of a Super Bowl that happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot of like possibilities.
Oh, sure. Sure. But I don't know about this Kansas City Cincinnati game. The Cincinnati, I mean, I think they should give a
new nickname to their kicker, their rookie kicker who's been like absolutely sensational during these playoffs.
His name is
Evan McPherson. And I think his nickname should be Evan Money McPherson. Because he's been money on his field goal kicks.
That's Cincinnati, right, Eric?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cincinnati, yes. Okay. Evan McPherson's the rookie kicker. But that's what I'm saying. That should be his nickname.
You know, they were talking about, I think that was the one they were talking about, where they go, well, they've got to get, you know, they've got to get another 16 yards for him, you know, because if he tries it out where he's at, it's going to be a 60, 62 yarder. And I turned to Grammy and I go, you know, if I was the coach, I don't care if I was 70 yards out. I'd be like, put him in. Kick the crap out of it, son. Just kick it hard. You know, I mean, because those guys go out there and on pre-game, you know, before the game, pre-game warm-ups and all this and that. And they're out there, they're kicking 70-yard field goals. You know, they are. Because, there's no pressure on them, and they're just, you know, relaxed and putting it out there. And I'm going, it would be phenomenal if he did it. You know, if somebody did it, you know. Just put him out there. Let's go. We don't have another chance. You know, we either take a shot at it and lose, or we don't take a shot at it and lose. Let's just do it. You know, put him out there. Someone is going to boot a 70-yard field goal one of these days. They're just going to do it.
I could I mean, the field goal that I saw this year, Justin Tucker of 66 yards, was even crazy enough.
Yeah.
But he had a lucky bounce, though. That's how he – managed to set the record. He got the ball got a lucky bounce on the crossbar.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you see that one guy, he kicked that one field goal. I forgot what game it was, but he was just shy. He was just shy of the goalpost. I don't know.
I think that was the LA game, I think.
It could be. And all I know is when I saw the kicker's face, I'm thinking, he's thinking in his mind, I should have kicked it a little harder.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad for the kicker, because if he had made that field goal, the game was pretty much almost nearly out of reach.
Right.
Yeah.
But what a good weekend for sports, though. It was really a lot.
Yeah,
of
fun. Exactly.
Oh, man, I just can't
believe
it.
What a
great night. It's exciting. Like I've always said, though, you know, all you need to do on any game like that is just tune in and watch the last 5 minutes of any game. NBA, don't matter. NBA.
That was the most exciting part of it.
Yeah. I know. NBA, football, baseball. Just catch the last 5 minutes of any game, and you can pretty much figure out how the rest of the game went.
I mean, I've seen a ton – over the last year, I've watched some very exciting, like, sporting events. Like, one I can remember – it was a Sunday night baseball game between the Dodgers and Padres, and I know they don't like each other. It was at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers were up like 7-1 at one point. I'm thinking it's game over at this point.
Hi, Dave.
And then all of a sudden, San Diego comes all the way back to tie it at 7, force extra innings, and then win 8-7 in 11 innings.
It's just amazing.
I know. And I'm happy I watched a lot of baseball last season too, and I hope that they can take care of this whole lockout thing so we can even watch even more of it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just knock off with the lockouts. I mean, you guys make enough money as it is.
Yeah.
Just go play your game. Just go play your game.
I did hear one of the – I can't remember the guy's name. He was interviewed on the Matt McAfee show about the whole – he was talking about the whole lockout thing, that he said that last year, this shocked the heck out of me. He said that last year in revenue, Major League Baseball made $10.7 billion last year, right behind the NFL, like in revenue, total revenue in for a league.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I was thinking to myself, what? $10.7 billion?
There's just way too much money in professional sports. Just way too much money. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy the money that's in professional sports.
Yeah, it really is. They made a lot of money.
The players make incredible money for playing a game. You know,
they should not be complaining.
No, they should never complain. Oh, crap. I signed a 5-year deal for $40 million. What the heck?
I mean, if that's the adage, then is it not their dream? Is that not what they really want to do? You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people that really want to do that can't do it and can't make that money.
What gets me is once they get in there and they're making that big money, they go, oh, I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it because I love the sport. Yeah, well, then why don't you play for free?
Well,
I mean, you
wouldn't
just
go that far.
You just paid some money. You just made $10 million last season. Why don't you play for free this season then?
One thing I like to do is I haven't done this in a long time. I have like a customized NBA jersey with my nickname on it from the Indiana Pacers, and I have like the matching shorts, and I just wear that and just pretend like I'm in the NBA because it's the matching jersey and shorts. You know?
Oh, there you go.
Now, if you could only get the money, Aaron.
I know. The reason why I got that jersey a long time ago is because I had some coworkers who was working. They were working with me at the sandwich shop in Parker, and they were going to move to Indiana. So that's why I bought the Indiana Pacers jersey since they were moving to Indiana.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking. I was telling Grammy the other day that. We need to get you a Kraken shirt now.
Because
we got you a Seahawks and a Mariners shirt. Now we need to get you a Kraken shirt to go with your Seattle collection.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, what about the Seattle Storm, the WNBA team?
No.
Come on. old man, at least I support the WNBA. Come on, I've watched WNBA games, old man. Come on.
I know you do. I know you do, Aaron. And
cut the WNBA some slack. Come on.
Easy, Aaron. Whoa.
Come on. Good grief. What the French toast, man?
You just got to work on him.
Whoa, no, you did not just want the French toast me. Oh, my God.
Come on. I probably bet you some Seattle Storm fans out there are just shaking their head right now.
They are. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be honest with you, Aaron. I've never followed the WNBA, so I don't think about it. I don't even know the team until you mention it. And then it's always like, once I hear you mention it, it's always like, oh, yeah, that's right. Aaron likes the WNBA. Yeah. I don't know, Aaron. Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Well, you know what, Aaron? Since you did that, I'm cutting you off, buddy. That's
all
it.
Right.
Show's over. Aaron, thanks for the sports report, man.
You're welcome.
Sports report. Can't wait till next week and we can talk about it again. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Dog, for the sports report. Thanks, buddy. Love Aaron to death, man. He always does a good job. It's always fun to have him do the sports report for us on Mondays. That's good. Good job. Hey, good job, Mom, raising your son. Good job.
You're welcome. Thank you, I should say. Thanks.
Oh, man. He is so fun. So if I was to ask you, what, in your opinion, is the greatest invention of all time? You know, what would you say? What would you say? This isn't a trick question. I'm really curious what people would have to say about the greatest invention of all time. Some people say the wheel. Well, it was the wheel. The wheel. Some people say airplane.
Pizza.
Pizza. Well, there you go.
I don't know. Would it be light? Because so you could see
electricity. That's a good one.
You know, because at night, then you're still able to do things. If you didn't have that, then it'd be harder to do. I don't know.
Mama Bear Tracy says the microwave. I used to, for a long time, say Velcro. I thought Velcro was one of the best inventions of all time. What else? What else are you guys thinking? What else are you thinking in there? You know, one thing that people, I never hear anybody say? Paper. Nobody ever says paper as being one of the greatest inventions of all time. And if you think about it, we use paper every day of our life.
Right.
Paper. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so I mean that when I, and that's what made me think, you know, how come people don't think of paper as one of the greatest inventions? You know, I mean, it goes way back. They used to use that. What's that, parchment they used to write on and all that stuff. I don't know. And Ralph says not anymore. Everything is tying. Not anymore. Everything is tying. That early paper stuff. Yeah. But it's just funny. You know, the things that people say, you know, typing. It'd be funny when people.
Papyrus. That was a very expensive car paper store in the mall. In our mall, man, that store is expensive. It had cards and paper and stuff. Go ahead, Eric.
I mean, like when I'm on the other podcast shows, when we talk news and politics, like whenever they write thousands of pages of legislation in Congress, I oftentimes say, I wonder how many trees they cut down for that.
No kidding.
Right. But you know, paper, I mean, look how long it's been around. It's all, everything's, Egyptians. You know, the early forms of paper and all that stuff. I was just wondering what people think. You know, what is the number one thing? You know, that what crosses your mind when they say what's the greatest invention of all time? But now I got to rethink my Velcro thing and start thinking paper. Yeah. Because I'm still using paper. I'm using paper right now. Yeah. TV dinners.
Yes, toilet paper. Where would you be without that?
Paper. I just read a thing. It's about what did people use before there was toilet paper? You don't even want to go there, folks. Oh. You don't even want to go there. It's like, But there too, though. Paper. Paper came around. There you go.
Let's see what this says. Optical lenses, glasses.
Yeah, there you go.
Telescopes, optical lenses. We're good. It says paper was number 6. 7, gunpowder. Printing press. I don't know. Printing press. Electricity was number 9.
Ralph said pencils. There you go.
Yeah, that's pencils. True. Steam engine.
Oh, yeah. Steam engine.
Internal combustion engine.
That's like just a regular engine that's in your car.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Telephone.
Yeah.
Number 13 says vaccination.
There's
some
eradicated smallpox and
that have the research and the study behind it.
Real vaccines. Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
the thing that once you take it, eradicates the disease. Yeah.
Don't get started. I know, Ralph.
Ralph. You're treading lightly.
Right on to cars was number 14.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest inventions. Airplane, penicillin, rockets, nuclear fission. What is that? Nuclear fission. What's fission?
It's how the atoms react. It's how the atoms react in a nuclear reactor. Tremendous amount of
energy led to the creation of nuclear reactors and atomic bombs. Oh, well, I don't know. Personal computer.
Internet. Hold on a second, Dean Joe. There's two things. Yeah. There's fusion and Vision.
No, this was like, it's like Vision, but with an F.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's two things. There's Fusion and Vision. Fission. And it's like they're the opposites of each other. But Fission is the one that's used in nuclear, in creating nuclear energy. Fission.
And what's the other one?
Fusion.
Okay, okay. Fusion. Like yeah. when you fuse something.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha, Tom. What?
I was just thinking about that, Tom. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that, Tom.
Yeah, the Gillette Fusion. It slides right by your off the beard.
Gillette Fusion. Yeah, yeah, baby.
Are the hair on your legs? No, sometimes I use a guy's razor because, well, I buy a guy's razor. Seriously, I don't use Lewis's razor. I buy a guy's razor because they actually have more razors. Like, if you look at the women's, there's only one little, you know, two little blades that come together and they go on the guys. There's a whole bunch. So you get a nice, clean, soft shave.
Nice, soft shave. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How we went from nuclear reaction to shaving legs, I don't know.
But yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon, because they're more delicate, because they're more gentle. They're more gentle on our little curves.
But if
you're just careful around your ankle, that's the worst part. Cutting that ankle. Ooh, it bleeds.
No.
And it stings. Woo!
I used to shave my legs when I was wrestling in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah, because they used to tape up our ankles and our knees.
Hi, poetic. Hi, baby boy.
With that tape, you know.
Oh, that would hurt.
Athletic tape. Yeah, so I just shaved the legs so you didn't have to get all that hair pulled out when they pulling the tape off. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Plus your legs your legs are slipperier to hold on to. Hi, Jesse. Huh? Yeah, you put. Yes, I know you.
No, actually, we wore leggings. We wore leggings when I was wrestling.
Did you really?
Yeah, we had leggings on.
I thought you just wore those tight little shorts.
That and were over leggings. They were over leggings. Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to see if I can't find an old.
Oh, I thought a Mama Bear was calling you corny, and she was saying hi, Corey.
Well, that is Jesse's given first name.
Oh, Corey.
That is too funny. Hey, so I was remembering. I'm not going to go into that. Hey, so what's got any holidays for today, Dita Jo? Do you have time to look at the holidays?
Yes, I do. It is. What's going on today? It is. Well, let's see. Macintosh Computer Day.
Really.
Is there any of those still around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? All right. National Beer Can Appreciation Day. Not the beer, just the can. Because without the can, you couldn't have beer. Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Beer Can Appreciation.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well. National
beer show up. Did who had it first? A can, beer or sodas? Now that's a good question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's National Compliment Day, so you everybody out there, give somebody a compliment today.
Pay compliments.
That's pay, very kind. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give somebody Ralph a compliment. Says the beer can hats. What about that one? Good invention.
The beer hats. Remember that? Those cans?
Was that the ones with like the straw? Like the
Yeah, a little hard hat. You put the cans on and the straws come down. Yeah.
Down into your face.
Great invention. You got that right. What other days are there?
National Peanut Butter Day.
Didn't we already have a National Peanut Butter Day?
I don't
or
know.
Or has it been that long? It's National Peanut Butter Day.
Yeah. Smooth or crunchy.
All right. I like smooth.
Oh,
I like smooth. Crunchy. I don't like crunchy peanut butter.
No,
I'm like a smooth peanut butter, the creamy kind.
Yeah, really? Yeah, yeah.
Oh man,
you like crunchy, Dina Jo?
I have to have it crunchy.
What?
I do.
Shannon says,
sometimes you feel Shannon like a nut.
Outside, Mama says, crunchy just feels wrong.
Oh, no. And see, I eat almond butter.
What's your favorite brand of peanut butter?
I eat almond butter. So, but the boys eat Skippy. I have almond butter. And what I do is I spread a little bit of smooth almond butter. So I have a can of smooth almond butter and a can of really crunchy almond butter. And so I spread a really thin layer of smooth first. And then I put the crunchy on top so that it doesn't break my bread because it's really crunchy. Yeah. And then I put
almond butter comes smooth or crunchy? Really?
Yeah, it depends on who makes almond it. Yeah. I get it at our natural grocers. They make it there. They like make it every Tuesday or Thursday. I can't remember. Yeah.
Now, see, I'm surprised that I have never tried almond butter because I love almonds.
I love it.
Does it taste like almonds?
The crunchy one does. The crunchy one does.
Well, yeah, because it's got chunks of almond in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kraft peanut butter? I didn't know that. Hi, Jess. But the boys eat Skippy. I didn't know that Kraft made peanut butter. Although it's probably one of the other brands.
I think we're a Skippy family here. I think that's what Grammy buys too, Skippy.
Yeah.
Instead of Jif.
And they're crunchy. And they're crunchy peanut. And they're crunchy peanut butter boys too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
Oh, move on. National Just Do It Day. So stop.
Just do it.
Procrastinating and just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that just reminded me. You were yelling at me on Saturday.
Yes, to just do it because you weren't getting your music done. You were sitting around being lazy. And I said, you're going to wait till the last minute, which he did, to get it done. And because I was doing my music. And yes, just do your squats. That's right, Rob.
Well, no. See, technically, I didn't wait till the last minute to do my music because I did it on Sunday. It wasn't due until Friday. So I did it like almost a whole week ahead. Didn't I, Ralph? Let me ask Ralph. He'll defend me. You'll defend me, won't you, Ralph?
Teacher Ralph, when was it due? This coming Friday?
Yeah. It wasn't due until the show's on Friday, so I had it done like almost a week ahead of time.
All right. Well, that's good. I thought you were saying that it had to be due today.
No. No. Yes, sir. Now you have all week to fix what we spoke of. Oh, no, that's already done too, Ralph. I already did that.
You did that too? See? Yeah. Okay, then you're on top of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like working with the WESN, Epic Strategies Network Radio.
Because he doesn't yell at you like I do.
No, Ralph is, Ralph shows a little mercy on me. You know,
that's good.
He's not a evil taskmaster like you are.
Okay.
Ralph gives me a break. He tells me something. He goes, well, you know, if you want, I mean, you know, just do, you know, whatever, if you want.
I know.
No, you tell me something. You go, no, do it like this. Yes, ma'am.
I know. Ralph does seem like he'd be very calm and very. Yeah.
Ralph is good. Ralph is a good boss. Ralph's a good boss.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe somebody can tell me what lobster. Well, let's just move on. Lobster Thermidor. What is that? What is lobster Thermidor? I'm sure you can.
Sounds like something to eat.
It's a French dish, lobster cooked in rich wine sauce. Stuffed back into the lobster shell and browned. The sauce is a mixture of egg yolks and brandy served with an oven-browned cream cheese crust. One trademark of the dish is that it's served in the lobster tail. Oh, interesting. I'd try it. Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Guru. Welcome. You don't like lobster, do you?
Me? No, I don't care for it. I don't care for it. I had to look in, because Jeremy's, this is a new thing Jeremy started. I had to look and make sure I'm following you. I am now, buddy.
Oh, I'll have to do that too.
No, I'm not a lot. I don't care for lobster. And I think it was because the first time I ever had it, it wasn't, they didn't make it right.
I love it. Yeah, and I've never had it like this. I've just had it, you know, the regular way they cook it.
I should try it again and see if I can get my taste buds going towards it, you know.
Yeah. Know. We'll oh, Ralph, by the way, I got a cookbook in the mail, and half of the cookbook is all vegetable recipes, vegetarian recipes. So I'm going to have to scan those and send them to you. Hi, Alignment. Welcome.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the podcast show. If you're new, if you're in here and you're new, hit that follow button for us. We're still a little shy of hitting our mark of 2,000 followers. Hit the follow button for us.
Oh, we'd love that.
And if you're in here under a new profile, your old profile might follow us, but your new one isn't. So hit us follow with your new profile. Yeah, you know, Ralph posted this thing on, he shared it with me, this thing this guy was making, this, I don't know what it was, some kind of, he said vegan, veggie.
Vegetarian, vegan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was some kind of, almost like a stew, almost like a chili type thing. It had rice in it. I mean, you know, and lentil. Yeah, it was a lentil dish. And, you know, I replied back, man, I'd eat that in a heartbeat. You know, the thing that I don't get is, there's something about when you say vegan or vegetarian, people are turned off.
I think if you didn't say anything to them and you served it to them, hi, dude, nice to see you, that they wouldn't, they wouldn't be as complaining about it as much.
I know. I mean, what is it? So what? I mean, you take, if you take a spaghetti and you take the meat out of the sauce and you still serve it with the bolognese sauce, well, that's a vegetarian dish, you know, but you don't call it that. And people will gobble it up. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand what's
it's
this.
It's all in the seasoning and you can't tell them. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what the mental thing is it about hearing it vegan or
a lot of people were brought up like you have meat and potatoes, right. You know, that type of, you always have to have meat. You always have to have meat, and you don't necessarily always have to have meat. So yeah, the picture on the front, it looked like chicken wings, but they weren't chicken wings. It was cauliflower of all things.
Yes. And
I was like, well, that's cauliflower. It's like, oh my gosh.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean,
I don't care for cauliflower. I just don't like cauliflower. I love broccoli, but I just don't care for cauliflower. So maybe I'd try it again, you know, but I just.
Oh, I absolutely love cauliflower.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it just raw, and it's break it down like you do. Yeah,
like broccoli.
And you dip it in, you know, dip it in your sauces and all that. I mean, that's good. But, you know, the thing is what Grammy started doing and learned while we lived in England was she's making a cauliflower mash. She made a cauliflower mash and she serves it up. We're having dinner. She serves it up. And unbeknownst to me, I thought it was potatoes. And I go, well, these potatoes taste good. What'd you do to these? She goes, oh, that's not potatoes. That's cauliflower. That's a cauliflower mash. Holy moly, it was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All no, but I just I just realized that, you know, just because it's they say vegan, I mean, don't turn your nose up at it. Give it a try. I mean, a three bean salad. Who's had three bean salads out there?
Me.
Three bean salads. Guess what? Vegetarian. You know what I mean?
And beans are beans have so much protein in them.
Yeah. Too.
They're so full of protein. They're good for you to eat instead of meat sometimes.
And you make chili beans. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have any meat in it. I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, I have that all the time. I just think it's funny that because it's got the V word mixed into it, you know, all of a sudden, And then, too, on the other side of the coin, though, you got these people that try to hide everything by saying it's meat. You know, by saying it's like it's
chicken.
It's chicken. It's a
chicken.
This is a plant-based burger. No, it's not a burger. You know, call it something, but they're trying to fake you out, you know. Just right. Call it what it is. It's good. It's good. A veggie patty. Exactly, Ralph. Yeah. If it's good, it's good. That's all I got to say. If it's good, it's good. You know, and you'll eat it. And a lot of that stuff, you know, a lot of that.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that KFC's coming out with that impossible chicken. Yeah, that's impossible.
I don't know. That is impossible. Aaron, we went to the Natural Grocers last week, and he went down the frozen food, their little frozen food aisle, and he got, oh my gosh, these things. He said he liked them, but they smelled horrible. They were artichoke burgers, and they had, I can't remember what else he told me they had in them, but they were made out of artichokes, and they smelled the kitchen up something terrible, but he liked them. He liked them, so I was like, all right.
Yeah. Well, where do you go?
Yeah. Nasty.
Man, oh man.
Is that time?
Pretty close, except Poe looks like she hit the button by mistake or she wanted to come in. Oh. Looks like she may have hit the button by mistake.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is? Rock. 9, it's 10, time for 11, Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Jo.
Hi, TK. Hi, Dina. Welcome.
All right. I put this list together for Dina Jo, and I tell you what, folks, this is going to be fun. I'm not allowed to participate because I know the answers.
Yeah. What is we're going to do is I'm going to read a little bit about these future. I'm trying to get this in here real quick. Bam. Okay. They are, we're going over the 30 fascinating early bands of future music legends. So I'm going to read about a legend and see if any of you guys can guess who they are. And the old man will play a little snippet and we'll see if you can guess who they are. And then I'll finish telling you more about that artist. Okay. So the first one is going to be in the year 1965. This future music legend received his first electric guitar from his mother at the Christmas of 1964. In 1965, his sister's boyfriend came knocking to saying they needed a lead guitarist. With various lineups during their existence, they recorded 2 songs and performed throughout New Jersey and New York before disbanding in 1968. We'll have the old man play a little bit, and you can see if anybody knows who they are. Put it in the chat. No, not yet. All right, everybody. Not the Monkees, not Frankie Avalon. It was the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, in the Castells singing Baby I. And Bruce Springsteen went on to have a successful recording and touring career. And there are the various New York Jersey bands. None of them were notable. That was the other guy that he was started the band with. And so it was called the Castells. Yep. That was Bruce Springsteen. I know. Sounded like a surfer kind of music.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to move on to number 2. All right. This future music legend started playing in his first band at the age 13. By age 15, he started local pubs. And in 1963, they won a regular weekly slot at the Establishment Club in London, playing tunes by Muddy Waters, Jimmy Witherspoon's, and Memphis Slim, among others. In 1965, they turned professional and signed a contract with an agency which began hiring them out as backup bands for visiting American performers, including the Isley Brothers, Doris, Troy, Billy Stewart, and Patti LaBelle. So let's play a little bit and see if you can guess who it is. No, not the Kingsmen. Not Dion. Hi, Chad. Welcome. You can hear it if you listen carefully.
Okay.
That was Sir Elton John in the band's called Bluesology. There you go, Mama Bear.
Elton John.
Yeah. Elton John, and the song was Come Back, Baby. In 67, he answered to Liberty Records ads and New Music Express searching for a new songwriter talent and was paired with a young poet named Bernie Taubin. By the end of the year, he left Bluesology for good, taking with him a new name borrowed by the saxophone, Elton Dean. It was done on a bus going from London Heathrow back in the city, and it was done very quickly. So I said, oh, Elton John. And that was it. The rest was history. So Elton John. Very good, Mama Bear. All right. Moving on to the third one. This future music legend arrived in New York in 78, trying to make a name as a dancer. Her then boyfriend helped her shift from dancing to music by putting a tuned guitar in her hand. Before long, she began writing her first song. Her sense of rhythm owned through dance classes, she took up drumming, teaching herself. Yes, BP, you got it. You got it, BP. Taking her first composition steps. You got it, BP. It was one of the happiest times of my life. I really felt love. And so let's play a little bit.
Man, we didn't even play the song.
I know.
Here we go. Take some in. Come on.
It sounds very Madonna.
Thank you. I'm to going. I didn't really just say goodbye. You were supposed to be gone this morning.
Did she went by the name Emmy.
That's the band. Yeah, the band's name was Emmy, and that was the song was called Drowning. It sounds very much like early Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna's creative partner with Bray would endure as she set about building herself as a solo artist. Together, they wrote songs, include Everybody and Into the Groove, that would propel her into stardom, as well as Future Smash, True Blue, and Express Yourself. So, yes, good job, BP.
I'm just surprised BP got it by what you were saying. Madonna. He knows his Madonna.
In the band called Emmy. All right. Number four. When this future legend wasn't working graveyard shifts at a hotel security guard at a gas station attendant, he could often be found at clubs across the San Diego area, tape recorder in hand, added to his formidable collection of bootlegs. The avid music fan had no outlet for his own compositions until early 1986, when he answered an ad in the San Diego Reader for a band and the search for a new lead singer. This band had initially been influenced by the new wave bands Duran Duran, but they hoped a new frontman would push them into an alt-rock legend. Pleased with the future legend's homemade demos and a cover of Bruce Springsteen's Atlantic City, they called him in for a live audition. Three singers showed up, but this legend got the gig. Let's play a little bit and see if you can guess who it is.
Come.
Okay. No, not Van Halen.
Look me in the eye, just this words I'm missing. I won't be brushed the way I have to. Hurt you, don't you know? My heart is broken.
Not Steven Tyler.
No, not Steven Tyler. Eddie Vedder. Yes, you too. DeGray and the Dude. There you go. Good job. Eddie Vedder's 80 alt rock band Bad Radio playing, singing Homeless. In 1996, disagreements began to grow, even fist fights. In February of 1990, Vedder left the band for good, and the rest is history. So good job, guys. I know. Once you could hear his voice, for sure. That was him.
It's amazing how bad these recordings are.
Yeah, I know, compared to what they are now. Okay, number five. This future music legend started his band with his drummer friend, John. They had both just left another band because they wanted to be a heavy metal band. They wanted to destroy the world with amplification. Yeah. Believing themselves to be unstoppable, they played the results to managers, even though he probably thought the music was crap. He got them a $50,000 advance for Epic Records. We had titles like Gorillaz, Marching in Huns, The Brain Invasions. Let's play a little bit and see if you can figure out who it is. This is a hard one, I think. This is the one and only Billy Joel with the heavy metal duo Attila the Attila singing self-titled LP Wonder Woman. Attila split after it was revealed that Joel was having an affair with the other guy's wife, Elizabeth. The discovery caught Smalls off guard and led to a physical altercation. Joel took an overdose of sleeping pills. His body was discovered by Smalls and taken to the ER and had his stomach pumped. He would be back in the hospital within weeks after drowning a bottle of Old English Scratch. So I don't know what that is. Must be, I don't know, some type of alcohol. Joel eventually sought help for his depression and survived the forge of a new chapter in his artistry. And he married and then divorced Elizabeth and became Billy Joel. So yeah, Billy Joel.
Nice guess, Mr. Stealing Your Podcast, when he said Marilyn Manson. Yeah.
I had no idea that was.
I didn't either.
Billy Joel. Okay. So these future music legends were just teenagers in 1968 when they started playing music together at a Young Life meeting, a religious meeting they used as an excuse to get out of the house on Wednesday evenings. 2 years later, one of the teens was already in a band. It was called Fritz, which needed a new leader. He remembered his classmate from the Young Life meeting and asked if she would join him. They would then open up for Santana and Steve Miller Band, Ike and Tina Turner in Chicago. Let's play a little bit and see who you think it is. Welcome back, Justice.
The title, Welcome Take Advantage in. Of Me.
Two people.
It's more than you need. I won't take a lead. I've catered your thirst and your wishes came first. But now you succeed in showing your greed. Well, enough has been said. You won't go ahead.
Who is that artist?
I love others used for your own kind. I'm not inclined to let you gain your mind and take advantage of me.
be Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham and their psychedelic rock band, Fritz, with Take Advantage of Me. Welcome, Tulin.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks. Oh, my gosh. She didn't sound like Stevie Nicks.
No. Yeah, like some of you can kind of hear it, but yeah, she did not. So, all right, the last one for today. In 1957, a decade before achieving worldwide fame under their own names, two high school friends scored a minor chart entry in 1957 with the self-penned song called Hey School Girl. It hit number 59 on the Billboard charts, and they were only 16. There's two of them. Let's play a little bit and see if you can guess who they are. Yep, the great. Got it.
And the great.
Can you name the name of this? What's the name of the group? What was the name of the group?
Who were they known as before Simon and Garfunkel? Anybody?
Think a cartoon. No. Tom and Jerry.
They were known as Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry, yep. And it was Hey School Girl. And this is Garfunkel to break up his sets. He went to Columbia University while Simon had other plans. He began recording material under the name True Taylor. Garfunkel took it as an ultimate treachery when he learned that Simon's solo alter ego. They would eventually reunite in the middle of the decade under the most famous moniker, but True Taylor incident sowed the seeds of distrust and resentment that would underscore their relationship for the rest of their lives. Whoa. So there you go. That was it for today. We'll carry on tomorrow.
Good job. You should see this picture of Simon and Garfunkel, man. It's like, yeah, it's like kids from that era. They got the little flat top haircuts.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Good job, Dina Joe. Yeah, this
You're
was
welcome.
Fun. This was fun. I really enjoyed listening to these as I was finding them. Some of them I had a hard time finding, you know, but yeah, that's fun.
Yeah,
good
me
job.
Too. They're there, and they're funny, too. I'm like, oh, my gosh, really? Wow. So yeah, if you can.
Well, you know, everybody's got to start. They all started somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They all didn't. You know, they all weren't a bunch of, you know, like the Jackson
oh, thanks,
Five.
Mr. Stills, appreciate that.
Hey, you like watching Masked Singer, Mr. Stealing? Hey, have you watched that that spinoff from them? I Hear Your Voice. Or I See Your Voice or whatever it is. Can I see your voice? Yeah. What do you think of that show? What do you think of that one? I love that show. I think that show is a lot better. I don't think it's a lot better than Masked Singer, but I think it's a better show. It's a funny show. Have you seen it yet, Dina Jo?
No, Aaron has watched
Hear Your
it.
Voice.
I would have. What day is it on? Is it on
Wednesdays.
Mondays?
It's on Wednesdays.
Oh, Wednesdays. Welcome, CQ.
The funniest thing about that show, because everybody's on it, the artists, they're all lip syncing songs. They have good singers and they have bad singers. And the good singers are lip syncing to their own voices. The bad singers are lip syncing to somebody else. It's not their voice. And so, you know, if you pick a bad singer, then they, you know, they go, okay, well, we need to hear, you know, we need to see, are you really a singer or not? So then they play the music and then they sing with their real voice. And if they're a real singer, man, they sound great. You know, they're singing their real their real singing voice. And yeah, but if they're a bad singer, these bad singers, they get into it so much because they know they're bad. And they just really sing bad and they're just belting it out. And it is absolutely hilarious.
Now, do they do it in front of judges like the Masked Singer or what?
Yeah, do it in front of us. Well, they have a contestant that is trying to guess. And if he guesses right, he gets $15,000. And then if he guesses the next next one, he gets $15,000. And he goes through six of the voices, and he narrows it down to one. And he goes, now with this last one, he could win $100,000 if he's picked a good singer at the end. You know, he says, now, do you want to bet everything you've had, you got up to this point? Like, he's won $40,000. Do you want to bet that $40,000 for $100,000 that you've got a good singer here? Because if you do, and it turns out to be a bad singer, you don't get anything. Or you can take the $40,000 you have and leave with money in your pocket. So, I mean, that's a big deal. You know, I mean, these are just normal people. And if you've got $40,000 in your pocket and you're not sure that last guy is a good singer or not, yeah, do you really want to throw that $40,000 on a chance to get $100,000? Because if you're wrong, you don't get anything. But if you're right, you get the $100,000. You know, so, I mean, it's a big what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And it is so funny to watch these guys, because I'm telling you.
Hi, John Gale.
The bad singers don't hold anything back. They just belt it out all bad and everything, you know. And it is hilarious. And the crowd is laughing and owing and awing, you know. Oh, yeah, you know. It's a funny show. It really is. It's really a well put together show. And if you get a chance to watch it, it's on Wednesdays on Fox, whatever your Fox affiliated channel is, Wednesdays. And I think it's 8:00. That'd be 8:00. I don't know if it's 8:00 for me, if it's 8:00 for you. I have no idea how they work shows. But yeah. Oh, yeah. And
he's on it too.
Yeah, he's the host. He's the host. Okay. And then they have a panel of,
welcome,
I think five celebrities, a panel of five celebrities that help you decide. They go, I don't know, man. I think that's a bad singer. I think he's a bad singer. You need to, you know, kick him out. He's a bad singer. And I don't know. I think he sounded pretty good to me. I think he lip sang really good. I think he's a good singer. You know, so they try to help you. You know, they try to help you make your decision. But what's funny is at the end when these guys are going for that $100,000 and they're there with like $60,000 in their pocket, it's surprisingly how many of these celebrities will say, man, you know what? You got $60,000. Do you want to take a chance of losing that for an additional 40? Man, go with the money. Go with what you got. Go with what you need. They don't want them to see. They don't want to see them lose their money, you know. But it's a good show. It's funny. It's entertaining. And it's right up there with The Masked Singer. It's right up there with The Masked Singer. It's a funny show.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You'd enjoy it. You'd enjoy it, Dina Joe. Remember, you and I watched there for a little bit that
horrible.
What was that one where their cover band? The cover band show? It was supposed to – wasn't that supposedly tied to – not Jimmy Kimmel. Who was it tied to?
Yeah, it –
that other
it was Jimmy Kimmel, I thought.
No, I think it was that other guy. I'm not sure. But anyway, it was tied to one of the late night guys. And that show was garbage. I did not like that show at all. I mean, I've heard cover bands my whole life that are 1,000 times better than what these guys were on these stages. You know, it's like, really? Like the guy, remember the one guy that was doing Bono? They were doing U2. U2. Is that the band?
Yeah.
U2. Yeah. And I mean, they were so bad. It was so bad. And then remember they had the Tina Turner lady and the Cher lady. Oh my gosh. I've seen drag queens do better jobs than those guys. Oh man, it's funny. It's funny. But I love that kind of singing competition shows. Those are good shows. They used to, for a long time ago, they had a show on that was all these a cappella groups. You know, it was all these a cappella group guys, that were singing. You know, they're the ones that, like Pantonix, that one group, the Pantonix, they're really famous now. And they won that competition where there's no instruments at all. They do all the music by themselves like that. like that McFerrin, Bobby McFerrin guy, you know, they're doing all the acoustics and everything, you know, all by themselves and that. And it used to be a good show, but I don't know where it went. They took it off the air. But that was really a very entertaining, talented show. Hey, we have Mr. Steal Your Podcast Show on the air with us. Remember, we're a family-friendly show, so we haven't had you on talking before, so watch your language.
Welcome.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Everybody good?
Yeah, we're all good, man. How are you?
Morning.
Perfect. Morning. What's up, Eric Kirk? No, but I was saying the other show that I'm pretty sure it was the Jimmy Kimmel is the band show too. I'm pretty sure it was. Okay. Mm-hmm. But he also has another show that it has famous people on it, and they go like against each other. And the first episode had the people from The Voice on it.
Uh-huh.
And it was like Blake and Ariana versus Kelly and John Legend. And that show, they only showed the one episode. It's supposed to be starting up soon, I think. That show was really good. You guys would enjoy that show as well.
Is that the show where they get like slimed? They get
Well, it wasn't slime. It was water and stuff
water.
Like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't slime, but if they do wrong, they get blasted with something.
With that water in their face. Yeah. Oh, Aaron was telling me about that one too. Yes. I can't remember what it's called.
That was really good too. I think they only have the one episode right now, but my God, I was laughing so hard during that.
You seem like a person that loves those music competition shows.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny because like I started watching it more because my daughter wanted to watch it.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's 7 and, you know, she was like, oh, daddy, let's watch this. I'm like, all right. But yeah, now I'm way more into it than she is. Wow.
Okay. John Gale says Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one that does those shows. Yeah. But I agree with you. I agree with you there, Mr. Steele. I saw the previews to that, and I'm all for seeing people get pies in the face and that kind of.
Especially when it's famous people.
Oh, that's my jam. That's my jam.
Yeah, that's it.
I think when with Jimmy Fallon's late night shows, I like that beer pong segment. If a ping pong ball lands in a cup of beer, whoever put it in there has to drink that cup of beer.
Yeah, but that I like what you said. I like to see somebody getting a pie in their face, and you go, especially a celebrity. Yeah. I love seeing celebrities get that stuff done. Yeah, slapstick comedy is always gold. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And what's really funny is since the passing away of that one guy from Saturday Night Live, the heavy guy, the guy that lived down on the band, down in the river.
Chris Farley.
Since his passing away, because he was carrying the mantle for that slapstick comedy. I mean, he was great at it, you know, the running into things and tripping and falling and all that kind of stuff. He was good at it. And since he passed away, nobody else has kind of picked up that mantle to carry that slapstick comedy, that humor along. But that's funny. That's funny stuff. We always like seeing somebody get hit in the face. I don't know why.
I think the only funny bit on Jimmy Kimmel's show would be that weekly segment called This Week in Unnecessary Censorship. And you would think they said one of the dirty curse words you can't say on TV, but they bleeped out a rhyme word or a word with the same amount of letters.
Uh-huh. Huh. I've never watched that show, Eric. I don't watch the late night guys. I stopped watching them when Jay Leno left. I quit watching them.
Well, I think a lot of the late night shows, in my opinion, have kind of not quit being funny because the time when late night comedy was at its very best was the Johnny Carson years.
Well, he was hilarious. His show, I mean, I watched him when I was in high school. I'd go over to my friend Gillum Scoggins' house, old Gil's house. We'd go there, and every Friday night, man, we'd watch Johnny Carson. It was hilarious.
He would have on people like Dean Martin and you know, and Bob Hope and other legendary comedians, and even Lucille Ball when she was alive.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, well, listen, you know what? We're out of time.
Oh.
We're out of time. Hey, Mr. Steelin, your podcast, you want to say something encouraging to everybody before you're out of here?
Just want to say, everybody, I love you all. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming in, and thanks for joining us on the call, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good guy. Good guy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, if you're doing the podcast, too, you're visiting us, this is your first time, or maybe not, check to see if you're following us. If you're not following us, hit that follow button, because we're trying to get to 2,000 followers, and I think we're like 13 away or something like that. Hey, Eric, do you want to plug some shows that are coming on today?
Well, coming up today at 5 p.m. Eastern time, you've got the John Gale program. And speaking of the John Gale program, he will also be debuting today on WESN Epic Strategies Network at 8 p.m. Eastern. And in case anybody missed today's episode of the Old Man's Podcast with Dean, Joe, and Eric, we will have a replay at 2 p.m. Eastern time, also on WESN. And be on lookout for the John DeVito show to do shows this week, including To a Patriot Mama and RPV from the Real Patriots Voice podcast, if nothing changes, this Wednesday. And also be on lookout should the Beans and Weenie show and the Slightly Serious show be back, assuming Spanky and James are feeling better. And I know we'll be back tomorrow morning along with the Unsupervised podcast and the Ralph William podcast and many more great podcast friends here on Podbean.
Yes, we will. Thank you very much. And don't forget the two Trophy Dads, Rockin' Al. Don't forget Van Life Pantry and a whole bunch of other podcasts that are out there. And it's good to see you, James. Good to see you in on our show. Please get better and get well fast. Hey, and don't forget, download that app for your telephone for that WESN Epic Strategies Network radio channel that Ralph William has. Download that for your phone so you can listen to all the provocative conversation and excellent music that goes on in that channel. I mean, he's got some great music. He really does. I mean, just check him out. I mean, you can go to the website. Go to the website, listen to it, and see, yeah, I want to get that app. And then get that app on your phone. Oh, man, what a busy day. Busy, busy day. Oh, yeah, Jesse has a good show. Shannon Lynn, check her out. There's a whole, like I said, there's a whole bunch of good ones out there. Just a whole bunch of good ones. And now a final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much again for joining us today. We appreciate it so very much. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your Monday and see you around Podbean. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Dina Jo. Thanks for coming in, folks. I don't know. I had fun. I had a blast. I had fun today. You guys are the best. And it's just thanks for joining us. We really appreciate y'all coming in. Yeah, it's Monday. Let's get Monday out of the way and get this week done. This is the last official week of January. Next Monday is the last day. All right, our music's done and we're out of here. Do random acts of kindness. Be nice to people.
Love you. God bless you. We'll see you around the Podbean and see you next time.
Later, Gators.